Under a proposed municipal ethics ordinance, the city's elected officials, the mayor and 11 city councilors, would be barred for at least 5 years from obtaining a job at the MGM casino after leaving the city's employment. Non-elected officials who were considered major policymakers would face a 2-year ban. Springfield City Council President Mike Fenton drafted the ordinance, which he said is aimed at fostering public trust in the casino project.
When you deal with gaming and the legalization of it in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there is a heightened and justified public scrutiny that comes along with that. We need to deal with public perception of what casino gaming is and make sure that we execute these agreements and see this development through only on the highest of ethical standards.
Fenton said the cooling off periods he proposes are longer than both what the state ethics law requires and what the Massachusetts Gaming Commission has in place for its workers.
It's important that Springfield lead the state in terms of ethics when it comes to casino gaming.
The state ethics law prohibits a municipal employee from taking a job for 1 year with a private employer if they advocated for that employer in an official capacity. The Gaming Commission imposes a 3-year waiting period on its members and staff. The City Council Monday night gave initial approval to the proposed casino ethics ordinance and sent it to committee, where it could be subject to amendment.
That's a part of the art of democracy. We'll see what the proposal looks like when we finally codify it into law, but I am committed to having it codified in law.
MGM, which received a license from the State Gaming Commission last year to build and operate the only resort casino authorized in Western Massachusetts, plans to begin construction later this year on the $800 million project in downtown Springfield. The Las Vegas-based entertainment giant will need the city council to approve zoning changes and permanent street closures and to obtain construction permits from city departments. When the casino opens in 2017, there are projected to be 3,000 permanent jobs.
Time is of the essence insofar as the construction is about to start. I wouldn't be too cautionary with that statement because MGM Springfield won't be coming online for another 2+ years. So really, they won't be having substantial hiring practices in this area for that time. So I'm not overly concerned about doing this expeditiously, but I do intend to do it expeditiously.
City Councilor Tim Rook called Fenton's proposal a headline grabber and said he is philosophically opposed to it.
Let's apply this across the board for every major employer in the city, you know, every college in the city, and let's put it across the board. Why are we just applying it to one industry?
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has questioned if it is necessary to impose employment restrictions that go beyond what is already required by the state ethics law. But he said he would withhold comment until the council takes final action. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.